Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 36th Torino Film Festival. I'm in company of David Narwath, director of Atlas, screening hearing competition. So welcome, David.
Thank you very much.
So first of all, this is your first feature film, right? So why this story?
Why this story? Well, it started all with this character, of this idea of this old man who is struggling with his life and with his past, and who struggles with his, with, you know, an old man with a physique like that, who needs to, who needs his physique to have an income. It was there was a drama within which I found very interesting. So this was the first basic idea which was at the beginning. And why I wanted to make this movie, well, why I want to make movies is I want to touch, I want to share emotion with people. So I thought this story or this character has a lot of potential to do so, to express a very specific tone and mood to the audience.
Could we say that this is also like a film about a person attempt to regain fatherhood in a way?
Yeah, regain fatherhood, regain his life, because he's like a monk, you know, he's like a prisoner who doesn't really take part in life anymore. You know, he does his work, he goes home and gets older and older, but he never touches his own feelings, what really moves him. He hides it from the world, and he's kind of invisible. So what was your question again?
if you think that this is a film about a person trying to regain his fatherhood.
Yeah it is.
What do you think in your research on creating this character, what do you think that so many people follow the same path as your protagonist? You know, you never seem to be able to go back and try to get what's yours, fatherhood, but, you know, relationship with the son, with the daughter.
Well, there's a very simple idea or question below all this. It's when you're afraid to make decisions in your life, life makes the decisions for you. That's the basic idea. And as long as you don't decide, if you're not brave or bold enough to decide for your life, you don't really live your life. And this character does that in a very extreme way. He doesn't do any decisions in his life. He's let, you know, he follows everyone else, and he does only the necessary to survive, you know. But that's not enough if you really want to be in your life.
And I really like that you didn't give us, like, let's say, an happy ending that only happens in film. I mean, you cannot really change that much. So that means that if you haven't found the strength to change your life, it's difficult that it will change so fast. So I really like the ending part. I think it was really the right choice for the film. Have you ever wondered to make it end differently, or having a likely finger in another moment?
Well, it is a tragedy, but for me it is important that even in the darkest times you have some kind of a glimpse of hope. Because otherwise it wouldn't make sense to watch a film for me. I need a glimpse of hope. I need something that orders this chaos which we're living in, and you know, put some kind of sense into it. And that's why I really didn't know how the ending would be from the beginning, but I knew that it had to be this way. And well, I like some films I like with happy endings, but this film, it would be wrong to have a happy ending like that, because the audience is smart enough to it feels when a film somehow drops.
You know? Yes.
It was difficult to find the right ending for this film.
How do you work on the style of the film? Because the photography is like counterpoint in a way, because as we feel more and more empathy towards the character, at the same time the photography is still like cold. It doesn't, you know, that there this it's it goes the opposite way in a way, less. I don't know.
If you have a main character who doesn't show anything, who hides his feeling, and everyone around him is playing and have a drama and you know, and having all the action, you need to be very, very simple and stylistically simple to be sensitive enough to see the small gestures and reactions. So stylistically, it was important for me to keep myself away, you know, to be as simple as possible in order to make the audience sensitive for the slow gestures of the main character. So this was one thing, and at one point the kind of approach changes when the film shifts into a thriller. But I think if you feed the audience always sweets, it's you know, you have to get higher and higher within the film. You have to give him more and more sweets, you know, visually. But for me and my DOP, it was some kind of a skit,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do very little, and at some certain points when it gets really emotional, you just need to pull a little with the camera or do very little shifts, and the audience will feel it, but they don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, to be very careful not to influence them, because at the same time, you know, to create a balance. What do you want people to take away from this film?
Well, I can't say that, but I hope that people take away some kind of truth from this film, because for me there's a kind of truth which I see in it and which I feel, and I think that the audience can feel it too. So I want them to be really entertained and to see a tense movie, but more important for me is that the audience takes something out of the cinema, some kind of understanding or some, you know, some kind of truth. That's more important. Otherwise, it would be fast food.
Thank you, David. And
thank you.
Good luck with your film, Atlas, screening at the Torino Film Festival, the 36th edition in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.